Welcome to the Journey to Manifesting podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Prout. I'm an author, a motivational speaker, a mother of four, and the co-founder of the Manifesting Academy. Each week, I'll bring you a brand new dose of inspiration that will motivate you to create the life of your wildest dreams. So if you're ready to begin your journey to manifesting, let's get started. Welcome back to the Journey to Manifesting podcast. This is episode number 35, and I'm recording this today very spontaneously. I didn't plan or schedule any content to come out today, but I felt intuitively guided. Whether you call it the universe or God or the beloved or source energy, whatever it is that you refer to as that beautiful higher power that governs everything that exists. I felt very moved and inspired today by the beloved, by the universe, to share this message with you. And it's based on an experience that I had just a couple of hours ago. It was really crazy, but I really felt inspired to share it with you because I know if the message truly resonates in your heart, then you might be able to help someone else change their life. You might be able to offer a different perspective. So I'll dive into the story in a moment. But let me just pre-frame it by saying that we are such incredible beings. We are so much more powerful than we remember. And sometimes we fall into that space where we forget. And then there are other times when perhaps you download an inspirational podcast just like this one, and you're in a space of being willing to remember. So my teachings are very much based on a philosophy that was shared with me by a very dear friend. Her name is Dallas, and I love Dallas. She is a very dear soul sister of mine. And she taught me the philosophy that life is about striking the balance between remembering and forgetting, and that there are seasons in our lives. There are some seasons where we may forget things, or we may forget how we feel about a certain person. And this is very apparent in relationships where we fall into that season of forgetting why we fell in love with somebody, why we were in the relationship, those magical sparks that might have been there at the beginning. And then we fade into monotony, and then we forget. And then we remember. And then it makes that journey of remembering even more sweet when you can go, oh yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. So today, this episode is very spontaneous. I hadn't planned out any content or to release a podcast today, but I wanted to talk about this topic of kindness over judgment. Kindness over judgment. And there are so many beautiful opportunities that arise throughout life where you have the opportunity to practice kindness over judgment. So today, this morning, I was with my daughters, my two youngest daughters, Lulu and Ava. Lulu is 3 and Ava is nearly 19 months. And we decided that we needed to buy some new Play-Doh. So we decided to go on a little trip to Target, which is about a 10-minute drive from my house. And it's so hot today. Like, it's over 100 degrees. I think it's like 110 degrees, maybe 111. But it is so stinking hot. And so we decided that we would go on this little trip to an air-conditioned shopping place, and that would be all good. So we did our stuff. We got our Play-Doh. I'm loading the bags into the car. And you know how when you're in any kind of parking lot, you're aware of the people around you, because of course you have to be. And especially I live in a place like Las Vegas, for example. So you hear lots of things on the news of like, be aware of your surroundings. And I heard this guy going from car to car, vehicle to vehicle, asking people for money. And I heard about 3 people say no. And it was the tone, the way that they said no. It's like they don't even consider it. They don't even stop and pause and tune into the person and what they might need. And it's just like a cut the cord. I'm going to judge this person. My safety is threatened and I am not going to give them money. Okay. And some people might not have money, so they have to like stop. And I get it. I've done that myself many times. And so then there was this group of kids and they gave the guy like a handful of coins and he was so grateful. And I thought, okay, he's doing the rounds and he'll be at my car next. And so I got the girls into their car seats and I had the bags loaded in there and I was just about to close the door and he comes up to me and he says, "Excuse me, miss, could you give me some money to get some food? I'm really down on my luck at the moment. I'm not very lucky right now." And I said to him, "Okay, I'll give you some money, but I want you, in exchange for that money, to do two things. And the first thing is that you try on and you consider the fact that you make your own luck based on your choices and your decisions." So that was the first thing. And I stopped and I looked at the guy and how he was receiving the information, because I'd never tried out this method before. I'd never stopped to just engage and try and use it almost as like a teaching method to offer kindness and compassion and a new perspective, because clearly this guy was a little bit jittery. His eyes were a little bit crazy. And I knew that he was probably on something, and any money that I would give him, he would go and spend it immediately on his next hit. On his next fix. Okay. And that's that space where most people sit in judgment going, okay, you're going to give him money so that he can go and buy drugs. And I thought, nope, I'm going to give him money so that he stands there for at least 3 minutes and listens to what I have to say. So it was a little bit weird, but I thought, you know what? This is a really great opportunity that could change just something within his heart, a tiny mad idea that could radically transform, just giving him some comfort, giving him something to cling to make today better than it would have been had someone just given him some money and he went and he just had his next fix. Okay. So what I did was I said, okay, so the first thing is that you try on the perspective that you create your own luck with your decisions. And the second part of this equation is that with this money, you spend it on something that will nourish yourself, something that will help to make you feel good, and that you do it in a way that doesn't put something toxic into your system or destroy you, that you actually take this kindness and you use it as an act of self-care. So he's probably thinking at this point, who the hell is this crazy lady and why is she giving me these conditions around this money that I need just for some drugs? And to be fair, that could be an assumption. He may not have been going off to get drugs. He may have actually wanted a meal. I don't know. But what I do know is that the interaction that happened after I handed him the money was when I knew that I had invested my time very well, because of how grateful he was. And in those moments where you stop and you listen to somebody or you offer advice and you don't judge them, and I wasn't judging. I want you guys to know that in my tone and in the way that I was talking to this guy, it was lighthearted. It wasn't like, you know, someone's mother telling you off, you know, do something kind and, you know, buy yourself some fruit. It wasn't that. It was offering him the option of doing that. And, you know, I say, you promise that you're going to buy yourself something good. You know, that was like somebody caring for this person. It was the care. It was the stopping. And I thought to myself, if every time somebody asked me for money and I stopped and I just said, hey, okay, I'll give you a dollar if you promise that you will do something kind for yourself. Imagine what that does. That radically transforms judgment into kindness. And kindness is this contagious energy that spreads. Kindness grows like these little legs, like a caterpillar, and it shuffles around and it disperses itself where it's needed. And this is when we are truly encouraged to become light workers and representatives of the beloved, of the universe, that we've been blessed with this awareness, that we can guide other people and ask them to consider a different way of being. You see, there's a big difference between asking someone to consider a concept or a theme versus telling them how it is. It's like forcing somebody to wear a pair of pants that's too small, doesn't fit, right? So you want to encourage somebody to try it on. If it fits, cool. And again, my friend Dallas taught me this concept many years ago. If you like the concept, try it on. And if it fits, keep it, cherish it, work with it, play with it. And if it doesn't, then it's not the right time, or it's simply not helpful to the growth of the soul. And so next time you're faced with somebody that you're judging, somebody that you think is potentially dangerous, and I'm not saying go and hang out with dangerous people, right? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that next time you judge somebody that comes up to you that might need some help, or they might even be lying, they might be saying that they need food when they actually want drugs. See beyond the lie. See the truth that that's a human being that's suffering. And that we need to remember that you know what we all just want and we crave? Love. When you transform judgment into kindness, you are facilitating that awareness that we all just want to be loved. We all just want to close that gap between us and the beloved. Whether it's buying a fix, taking some drugs, going on a shopping spree, mindlessly scrolling a social media feed, whatever it is, make sure that you remember that our job is to feel loved and to give love and to close that gap between us and the divine. And also at the same time to remember that that's just one perspective. There are many different perspectives. Try it on. If it fits, fantastic. That's wonderful. If it doesn't, something else will come along that resonates, and that's cool too. This is the beauty of life, that we are so diverse. That we are so diverse, that there are so many different, beautiful elements, concepts, philosophies, doctrines, dogmas, whatever you want to call it. There are so many different colors of the rainbow, and there's something for everyone. It's literally the universal buffet. And you heap up your plate with what you want to eat, all the yummy food that you want to eat. And you just kind of push to the side things that you don't want to have, even though you are willing to try it. So I hope this spontaneous podcast episode resonated within your heart today. The call to choose kindness over judgment and to not make assumptions, because you could be that person that's asking for help one day and you don't want to be met with that judgment. Because remember, you guys know this, and especially if you are one of my students in the Manifesting Academy, you know that I teach you guys that the energy you put out there comes back to you. So filter your communication and your judgment through three key phases. Is it kind? Is it necessary? And is it truthful? I'll say that again. Is it kind? Is it necessary? And is it truthful? And I'll leave you with you guys with that today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please let me know. Leave me a review on iTunes or share it with your loved ones, because the intention of the Journey to Manifesting podcast is to get the word out there about the power that we have to create our own reality. And remember, today's message is to choose kindness over judgment. Okay, be well, and I'll speak to you guys again soon. Bye for now.